begin in the book of Job here in just a moment. Over the last couple of weeks, we have kind of unpacked some things from Job, and I've shared with you a passage that has been meaningful in my life for quite a season, and especially over the last season, my life and Geraldine's life, as we dealt with the diagnosis, treatment, recovery, and the rehabilitation of vocal cord cancer, and then all of the stuff that's happened in the last 3 or 4 months as well, including the miracle of God restoring my voice to the point where I can sing again, and how symmetrical the vocal cords are. And those are things the doctor said would just not happen. And the verse that we were talking about in that context is Job chapter 23. And I want you to turn there if you have your Bibles. This morning, I want to share with you a message about God is up to something. But in order to do that, let's read the scripture together. Then we'll just kind of unpack this a little bit further this morning. Remember now, Job is in the midst of kind of replying, he's just kind of, if you will, commenting. He's observing. He's talking about the situations that he's in. And here's what he says: if I go to the east, he is not there. If I go to the west, I do not find him. When he's at work in the north, I do not see him. When he turns to the south, I catch no glimpse of him. But he knows the way I take. One of the versions says he knows the path I'm on. And when he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. My feet have closely followed his steps. I have kept to his way without turning aside. I've not departed from the commands of his lips. I've treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. Father, I thank you and I praise you for the next few moments you will come. And Lord, you will anoint me, Lord, to minister this word that you placed into my heart. Anoint my body, my voice, Lord. Anoint my emotions and my spirit, Lord. Anoint me totally and completely, Lord, to bring forth the message that you desire this morning. We thank you and we praise you for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You know, I don't know how many of you have spent much time reading the book of Job and kind of perusing through and just reading through and meditating on and thinking through the book of Job. But when you do, as we go through the book of Job, it's easy to find ourselves in the same place that Job did. And what I mean by that is, it's clear. If you just read, there's 43 chapters, and if you just read them, it becomes clear that there's a lot of what's going on that Job just doesn't understand. And it's easy to find ourselves, Dean, in that same place. When you read through Job, there's just some stuff there. Can we just admit, there's just some stuff there that I just don't understand. The conversation in the beginning between God and Satan, the letting down of the hedge, and there's just some things that we don't fully understand. I'm not saying that the book doesn't tell us and kind of explain that. That's what we've been talking about a couple of weeks. But there's just a level at which I think there's a level at which we're just not going to fully understand this on this side of eternity. In fact, it's kind of what Paul said. Paul said, now we see through a glass door. Darkly. In other words, it's just there's some things just aren't crystal clear about it. But having said that, there are some things Job knows. And I felt like it was important that you and I understand those, and we began to unpack those things. And some steadfast truths that Job knows. And a couple of weeks ago, one of those, as you remember, is that Job knows that God knows. Aren't you glad God knows? That word knows there means God is aware, he sees it, he understands it, and he's familiar with it. God is on the journey with you. I'm glad that when I find myself in a place like Job has found or other difficulties of life, I'm glad I know God knows. Amen? And then last week we found, as we were studying this scripture from verse 10, we backed up a little bit from verse 9. Another thing that Job knows is not only does God know, but God's at work. Verse 9 says, when I look for him, when I look to see where he's at work. Job wasn't saying, I'm not looking to see if he's at work. Job was saying, he's at work. God's doing something. God is working. God is doing something. And when we unpacked that truth about God is work, you remember there are several things that apply there. When we say God's working, it means God is moving. Aren't you glad this morning that God is moving? Even when you can't see him, God is moving. Even when you can't perceive, you can know that God is moving. Another thing that word work meant is, we unpacked it last week, is that God is molding. I'm so glad this morning that God's not just moving off out there somewhere, but God is molding and shaping. He has his hands involved in what is going on in my life, and I'm thankful for that. Job knew that, And you and I know that as well this morning. And then the third thing there was God. It was God. When God's working, God is preparing. I'm glad this morning to know that when God is working in my life, Sylvia, He's preparing me for what's down the road, for what is to come. He has a grand plan in mind, and He is at work in that plan. And so this morning, that kind of brings us then to kind of a third truth that I want us to talk about. We know God, Job knew God knows. Job knew that God was at work. And then there's kind of a third truth here. And I want to kind of unpack that a little bit for you this morning. Now remember now, Job is responding to accusations. And this is important as we kind of come down. Job is responding to accusations that all of this has befallen him because of some hidden sin or something in his life is not right. And Job himself in verse 6 actually says, look, when I stand before God, I know He's not going to press charges. In fact, it's interesting because in the broader context, God Himself calls Job blameless and righteous, one who feared God, who shunned evil, was the greatest among all the people. In fact, we are told in the first and the second chapters that through all of this, Job remained true. And that's where I want us to talk about and camp out just for a few moments this morning. Job remained true. In fact, it says when all of this was going on, chapter 1, verse 20 says, when he had lost all that he had lost, it says Job tears his clothes, which is a sign of grief and mourning, and worshiped. There's nothing wrong with grief and mourning as long as it leads you to worship, as long as it leads you to bow before Him and to worship Him and to magnify Him. In another place, it says that Job did not sin in anything that he said. Can I just pause there for a second? This is not the message for this morning. I would love for that to be said about me, wouldn't you? Right? In anything that I said. But the point is that Job remained true. And this herein lies another crucial truth that I just want to unpack for the next few moments this morning. I want us to unpack it a little bit. And it's found in verse 10. And I've talked about it here and there, but I want us to camp out there just for a few moments and unpack it a little bit this morning. He says, when He has tested me, I will come forth as gold. There is something that is going on here. Job knows this. Now listen to what Job is saying. When He has tested me, I will come forth as gold. Do you hear what Job is saying here? Job is saying God is up to something. That there is more here than meets the eye. When He has tested me, I will come forth as gold. Job understands that God is up to something, that He is not just moving and shaping and molding, but He has something in mind. He has something that He is doing. And listen to me, when you are in the midst of a Job-like situation in your life, it is absolutely crucial that you know and understand that God is up to something, that this is not all there is, that this is not the end of it, that this is not the bottom of it here, that there is something more that is going on in Job in the midst of it. Now remember chapter 23 is still in the midst of it. He's still in the throes of it. But Job, understand this, when He has tested me, I will come forth as gold. What I want you and I to understand this morning is absolutely critical in our lives. God is not finished yet. There is a lot that I don't understand in our world that is going on right now, but God is not finished yet. There's a lot that's going on in our nation that I can't seem to put the grip on and the grasp on, but God is not finished yet. There's a lot that I see going on in people's lives that I fully don't comprehend and understand. I can't seem to get my hands fully around it, but this I know, God is not finished yet. He is still up to something. He is up to something. In fact, that word there is a fascinating word because it makes us ask, okay, what is He up to? What is He up to? What is this all about? What possibly could be worth all of this? What is this all about? And it kind of begins to come out in this, as you begin to understand, the word there, test, is an interesting word. It has a very specific meaning. It is the examining or proving are putting to the test, like you would put to the test a metal. But it's the putting to the test, putting the pressure on the character and integrity of a man, not to destroy it, but to prove it. To prove, to like putting it in the fire and proving it. It's this idea. And then he says, that's why he says, it shall come forth as gold. God is up to something. God is up to many things, but one of the things that God is up to in Job's life, in fact, it's the central issue in Job's life, is that God is putting Job's character to the test, not to destroy it, but to prove it. And when it is proven, it will come forth as gold. Now, there's an element at which I will admit that there's some elements of that are uncomfortable, are they not? Right? I mean, I've had people say, there are times I've said, in fact, Geraldine said in our Wednesday night study this past Wednesday night, aren't there times when you just say, God, I didn't sign up for this? Right? Right? But God knows what's good for me better than I know. God knows what to prove my character and prove my integrity better than I know. In fact, I want you to begin to unpack it here for a little bit, just a little bit deeper. It's an interesting. Here's what God says about Job. Now, listen, this is what God says. Now, there's some other people that have some opinions about Job, and we've talked about him, but listen what God says about Job. He says this, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is a blameless and upright man, a man who fears God and shuns evil." Here it is. "And he still maintains his integrity, even though I have been incited against him, even to ruin without cause." You know what God's saying? God is saying, Satan, his integrity held. His character held. He is maintaining his integrity and his character. That is a fascinating word. This Hebrew word here, tumah, is the Hebrew word. This Hebrew word here only occurs five times. It occurs in Job 2 and 3. That's where God said he has maintained his integrity. It occurs three more times in Job, and then once in the book of Proverbs. One of the places it occurs in is when his wife comes, and his wife says to him, "Are you still holding to your integrity? Are you still?" She's asking, "Is your integrity still holding?" Can I tell you something this morning? When you are in the place, in the place of a deep and desperate situation, sometimes there'll be that voice that'll come and want to question, is your integrity still holding? I am glad to know that godly character, godly integrity, it holds, it holds, it holds, it holds, it holds. Another place that it comes up is also in an accusation. In one of the one of his friends are kind of talking to him. And he responds to them and he says this. In fact, they're telling him. Some of his friends are saying, "Job, just kind of give in to it." And Job says this, "As long as I live, I will not deny my integrity." What is he saying? My integrity will hold. My character will hold. It will bring me through. In fact, this word is an interesting word. It is the idea, this Hebrew word here, it is the idea of a battleship that has come under fire. Imagine on a great battlefield and somehow the battleship has somehow got out of position and has run into a water mine, an underwater mine, and that mine has exploded against the hull of that ship, and the captain of the ship sends engineers down to look and to investigate and to see the hull of the ship, and then the engineer radios back to the captain and he says, "Captain, we've taken a hit, but the hull is still holding. It is still intact. It has not come under damaged. It is not leaking." And that's what God is saying here about Job. He's saying, Job, even though he's been attacked, the hull is still holding. Even though he's come under fire, the character is still holding. Even though he's run up against an underwater mine, the integrity is still holding. I'm glad to know this morning that God is up to something, and that something that he is up to is he is making making the whole harder. He is making the character greater. He is making the integrity better, that it will hold regardless of the battles and the storms that come in life. Amen? See, what was going on here is this, there is this great battle. We're told about it in Job 1 and 2. There is this great battle that is going on. And Satan was sure that Job would bust and sink. He would crack and sink. But God says, have you looked at Job? His integrity is still holding. He's taken a hit, even unfairly. He has taken a hit, but he's still holding, still holding, still holding. See, that is the something that God is up to here. And it happens in all of our lives. It happens in all of our lives. And here's why it's crucial. Please don't miss this point. Here's why it's crucial. Because our character and our integrity give glory to God. That's why it matters. That's why it's crucial. Remember, Job said, Satan said, I can get him to curse you. God says his integrity will hold and he'll end up in the end blessing me. And if you read the whole story and you get to the end, you find that indeed his character and integrity held. And instead of cursing God, he blessed God even more, even to the point, listen to me, that here we are thousands of years later talking about Job's integrity and his character. You know why? Because character holds. Integrity holds. You're going to run into some landmines. You're going to run into some things that are may seem to be unfair in life. But when your integrity holds, your character holds, not only do you weather the storm, but you bring glory and praise and honor to him. Job said, till I die, I will not deny. Until I die, I will not deny my integrity. Job goes on to say, in a later chapter, he says this same word, it appears in five places, four in Job, once in a proverb. The fourth place it gives, it's Job, he's near to the end, he's getting closer to the end, and here's what he says. It's so crucial. Let God weigh me in an honest scale, and he will know that I am blameless. The word blameless there is actually the same word, tamu. It is that same word, and it's used four times. Sometimes it's interpreted as the word blameless or integrity or character. And here's what Job says. Let God put me in an honest scale, and he will know that I still have integrity. I still have character. I'm still coming through. My friend, listen to me this morning. Character and integrity hold. That's the big thing God is up to. Sometimes when we talk about this, when it says he will come forth as gold, so many times it's so easy, and I've heard preachers do it. We relate that to the end of the story, which does say, by the way, I don't want to overlook this. This is a good thing. It does say that Job's last days were better than his first days. So look, I don't want to overlook that. There is that. As God does restore. God does give back. God does bless many times over. But God does this because Job's character and his integrity held. The gold that Job gets is not the increase in material blessing at the end. The gold that Job gets is that he knows his character will stand the test of a lifetime. It'll stand the storm of a lifetime. It'll stand the temptation of their lifetime. His integrity, his integrity and his character will bring him through. That, my friend, is true gold. Listen, the stuff may go away. The stuff may vanish. It can vanish like a vapor, we're told. But character and integrity, it holds. In fact, what is fascinating about it is this. The fifth place that this word is used is actually in Proverbs. And it's very revealing about what God is up to here. Here's what it says. The integrity of the upright will guide him. And as you watch and as you look through Job's life, as you go through Job's life and walk through Job's life, what you begin to understand and begin to realize here is that his integrity kept pointing him back to God. His character kept pointing him back to God. His friends tried to point him elsewhere. His neighbors tried to point him elsewhere. His wife tried to point him elsewhere. His own emotions at times seemed to point him elsewhere. But his character guided him back to God. It pointed him back to God. That's why his character integrity was able to hold. You see what's at stake here. And Job knows it. Is his integrity. The good news is this. The trial is meant to destroy Job's character. But God uses the trial. Watch this now. The trial is meant to destroy Job's character, his integrity. But God uses the trial to make his character and his integrity even stronger. And by doing so, that character and that integrity leads him out. My friend, that is gold. That's gold. God is up to something. God is doing something. God is about something. See, Job, listen, my friend, is coming forth as gold. And the reason Job is coming forth as gold, watch this, is because character brings God glory. Every time Job refused, to give in to the temptations, he was bringing glory to God. Every time he refused to give in to the battle that was coming, he was giving glory to God. Every time he refused to just turn his back on God and to curse God, as his wife said, he was giving glory to God. Character brings glory to God. And when you bring glory to God, you are going to come out as gold, my friend. Job says, God is up to something. He's about something. He's doing something incredible. See, Job knows. Here's what Job knows. That word it gives the idea, that Hebrew word there of integrity and character, it gives the idea of being whole and complete or intact. Here's what Job knows. I'm taking some hits, but I'm going to come out whole. I've taken some hits, but I'm going to come out complete. I've taken some hits, but I'm going to come out perfect. I've taken some hits, but I'm going to come out full. Listen, you're going to take some hits in life, but God's character and integrity will bring you forth whole. That's gold. That's gold, my friend. That'll stand when the stock market doesn't stand. That'll stand when politics goes crazy. That'll stand when society seems to be turned upside down and tries to redefine everything. Godly character and integrity will bring you through. That, my friend, is the true gold. In fact, I think there is a sense in which every one of us here this morning, there's a sense in which our character and our integrity is being tried even right now in the society that we live in. But listen to me, as you continue to follow that character and give glory to God, you and I are going to come forth as gold. Amen? As gold. See, here it is. Listen to me. And this is, there's a part of this that's kind of hard. When you listen to some of the preaching today, it's hard to kind of see where it fits. But God cares more, or most, I should say, God cares most about your character and your integrity. He cares most about that. In fact, listen, this is going to make you a little uncomfortable. Your character is the chief thing. Your integrity is the chief thing. In fact, if the story of Job proves anything, it proves this. Your character is more important than your blessing. Your character is more important than your stuff. Yeah. Because stuff will fade. Right? But character keeps on. Character holds when the torpedo comes that you weren't expecting. Character holds when you run into the mine that you didn't see. Character holds, and you know what? You know what? There are times in your life and my life when I'm in that ship and you and I are in that ship and we know God's piloting the ship and we've taken a hit and God sends the Holy Spirit, the engineer of the Holy Spirit down there, and I'm listening for the word to him back to the chief, to the pilot, saying his character held, his integrity held. He's taken a shot. He's taken a hit, but he's still giving you glory. He's still honoring you. He's still praising you. He's still doing what you've called him to do. He's still putting one foot behind the other. His character and his integrity held, my friend. That, my friend, is gold. That's gold. That's gold. Your character's the chief thing. Here's why. Your character, your integrity, the person you are in God, that's what's going to carry you through. Everything else, it seems, is sometimes up for discussion, but my character and my integrity are going to hold. They're going to carry us through. Amen? And some of you are in some places sometimes this morning, and you're like, God, Lord, there's a lot I don't understand here, but I know that you know, I know that you're working, and I know that you are up to something. You are up to something great. The other stuff can come and go. Character remains. Character sustains. So, Pastor, what is all this about? Here it is. The big thing God is up to in your life. Listen to me this morning. No matter where you find yourself, this applies to every single person sitting here, some of which life right now, man, is just blessing you. And I'm thankful for that. Some of which are going through some incredibly difficult places. But in the life of every single one of us this morning, the big thing that God is up to in our life is he's making our character and our integrity like gold, because he knows that is what will bring us through. Let me see if I can kind of pull this down. I was thinking this week, it was a year ago this week that I began the radiation treatments, and I remember, as I was there, I remember having a conversation with one of my doctors, and I learned something that I'd never known before about radiation and cancer and that treatment and how that works. And I remember Gerald and I were sitting there, and I said to the radiation specialist, in fact, I said this to two, the one here and the one in Augusta, that we saw, and I said to them, I said, how are you going to, I mean, talk to me about radiation. I mean, because, you know, you're fixing to radiate my throat. you're fixing to radiate my life and my ministry and my life. Talk to me here about radiation. And how are you going to make sure that you give enough to kill the unhealthy cells, because that's what cancer is, by the way. Cancer is simply unhealthy cells. Well, how are you going to give enough to kill the unhealthy cells and not harm the healthy cells? And he said something, it just stuns you when you first hear it. He said, no, we're going to kill them all. Radiation kills them all. But then he says this, but the healthy cells will regenerate. The healthy cells will come back. The healthy cells will be strong again. The unhealthy cells don't have the ability to do that. Are you hearing me this morning? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Listen, there are things that come in life sometimes. And listen, I don't understand all of what, but there was something in Job's life where God was able to look and say, Job has character and integrity, but I'm going to make it like gold. And he puts, if you will, that radiation into his life. And it seems like it destroys. It seems like it tears. I mean, didn't it seem like it just tore his life up? Listen to me. But the unhealthy stuff died, and the healthy stuff came back again, stronger than ever before. Character holds, integrity holds, it holds, my friend. And in your life and my life, there are some seasons and some times when it seems like everything is dying. You ever been there? Can I just be transparent for a moment this morning? Listen to me. Gerald and I both have looked at each other this week, and it's no mystery the way things have been for us for the last year or so. Gerald and I both this week have looked at each other and said, I cannot take any more. Thankfully, it wasn't at the same time. Amen. Aren't you glad God does that in our lives? Have you ever been in a place where God, I've had enough. I've had enough radiation. I've had enough coming. Listen, let me tell you what happens. If you'll keep looking to God, if you'll keep focusing on Him, if you'll keep praising Him regardless, if you'll keep giving Him glory regardless, what'll happen in your life is the unhealthy stuff will die along maybe with some of the healthy stuff, but the healthy stuff, the Spirit of God will breathe life into it, and it'll raise back up. It'll come alive again, my friend. Character holds, integrity holds. Oh, I'm so thankful. In fact, the radiation doctor, he said this. He said, here's what we know. He said, there's a lot of uncertainties. Pastor, there are a lot of uncertainties about your voice and your future. And there's a lot of uncertainty about that. But here's what I know. If we keep the pressure on long enough, the unhealthy stuff will die. And the healthy stuff will come back. And listen to me, that's friend. There's times this morning, there are times when don't you run into times sometimes when it seems like the pressure's been on long enough? The good news is this. God will breathe life again. It will come alive again. The healthy stuff will come alive again. Character and integrity, it holds. It holds in your life, and it holds in my life. So what do you and I do with this morning? What do we do with this morning? What difference does it make? Here's the difference it makes. Godly character brings you through. It gives glory to God, and you come forth as gold. And I'm telling you, listen, There is nothing greater than when you've been through a place and the way God has worked in your life brings glory to Him and makes your character and your integrity like gold. There's some of you this morning, listen to me. There's some of you this morning that have been through some stuff. And you know what you know because you've been through some stuff? You know that you can go through some stuff. Right? When you've been through stuff, you can go through stuff. What is that? That's God's character and His integrity being made like gold inside of you. And what He's proving, He's raising up a people that can go through stuff and still bring Him glory. They can face the battles and still bring Him praise. They can face the temptations and still have character and integrity. It's gold. It's gold. It's gold. So how do we respond to that? What do we do with that this morning? I think the only answer, the only real answer is this. You keep reflecting glory and praise and blessing and honor back to Him because He's ducked to something big inside of you. And when He's finished with it, you will come forth as gold. And through that, He will receive glory. He will receive honor. He will receive praise. This morning I want to encourage you. God's up to something. I don't have the answers. I don't have all the answers. No preacher, no pastor has all the answers. I know God's doing something. He is up to something. And if you'll remain in character and integrity, he'll receive glory and you'll come forth as gold. Amen? Amen? If you can embrace that in your life this morning, I want you to stand to your feet. God, I want to embrace the fact that you are up to something. You are up to something. You are up to something. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you and I praise you that this morning you've come by your Spirit to speak into our lives. In every one of our lives this morning, you are about a big thing, a significant thing, the chief thing. You are making our character and our integrity like gold. And God, that will guide us, Proverbs says. And that will bring you glory, the book of Job teaches us. So this morning, God, I have a special prayer for those that are being blessed, because there are many this morning. For those that are being blessed, I pray, God, that they not get their eyes off of you onto the blessing. That they continue to give you glory and give you honor and give you praise and exalt your name and magnify your name, oh God. Lord, and the ones this morning that are in a difficult place, a trying place, a tough place, there may be some this morning that feel that they've hit a landmine. I pray, Lord, that they will hear the Spirit say, your integrity is still holding, your character is still holding. Hang on, my child, I'm making you as gold. For that one, Lord, I pray encouragement. I pray encouragement and strength this morning, God. I thank you, God, that indeed the whole is still intact. It is still complete. They are still moving forward. You are up to something. And they are coming forth as gold. I praise you and I thank you for it today. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. This week, keep giving him glory. Keep giving him praise. Keep giving him honor. It makes your character like gold, even in the midst of difficulty, even in the midst of storm. Amen. Amen. Before you go, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance up upon you and give you peace. Go in the blessings of the Lord. God bless you. We love you. Thank you again for being here today.